From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe made his first appearance Friday. It was his first since the military took over state institutions. Anita Powell has more on talks aimed at getting the aged leader to resign.
Negotiations are underway, not just between Mugabe and the military, but also other actors who are involved. And that would include political actors. That includes a few religious figures. That also includes mediators from South Africa. And yeah, the end goal is to get President Mugabe to accept he is no longer going to be the president, to get him to say, you know, thanks, it's been great, and step aside peacefully. But it's pretty clear that that is not what is happening. We're closing in now on about 72 hours since tanks first rolled through Harare, and he's showing no sign of being willing to step down.
That was VOA's Anita Powell. A Belgian judge has delayed an extradition ruling requested by Spain for ousted Catalan president Carles Puigdemont. The Belgian prosecutor spokesperson explains.
This decision was made to ensure that all parties involved can prepare and clarify their position regarding the execution of the European arrest warrants.
The next hearing is scheduled for December 4th. If extradited, Puigdemont and four members of his cabinet will face charges of rebellion and sedition for their roles in the region's independence drive. A United Nations panel agreed on Friday to move ahead with talks to define and possibly set limits on weapons that can kill without human involvement. Human rights groups said governments are moving too slowly to keep up with advances in artificial intelligence. Follow the Voice of America on social media like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for more. This is VOA News. Dorian Jones reports the Turkish president has strongly attacked the United States over its policy in Syria and its support of Syrian Kurdish militia in fighting the Islamic State.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan used an address Friday to party officials in Ankara as an opportunity to launch a blistering attack on Washington's Syria policy. Erdogan openly questioned why it's involving itself in Syria.
Siz 12,000 kilometre uzaklıktan acaba Suriye'ye...
Why does the United States involve itself in a country 12,000 kilometres away? Many people in the region ask this question, and so do we. Erdogan went on to accuse Washington of breaking commitments and promises, claiming it was trying to trick him. Bilateral relations have hit a low point over Washington's arming of a Syrian Kurdish militia group, the PYD, in its fight against the Islamic State. Ankara accuses the PYD of being linked to a Kurdish insurgency in Turkey. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
On Friday, Lebanese Foreign Minister Jabran Basil called for the country's Prime Minister Saad Hariri to return home. Millar Sega has more.
Speaking at a news conference in Moscow Friday, Basil said Lebanon hoped for Hariri's quick return in order to make a decision on his resignation, a move towards stabilizing the country. He said it was important for Hariri to return to Lebanon without any conditions and restrictions on his freedom, and a decision on his resignation could be made and accepted by the people. The resignation of Saudi-aligned Hariri was seen as being engineered by Riyadh, raising concerns that it could drag Lebanon into the battle for regional supremacy between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Millar Sega, VOA News.
Iraqi forces captured the border town of Rawa on Friday, the last remaining town under Islamic State control, signaling the collapse of the group's self-proclaimed caliphate. A convoy of military vehicles raised Iraqi flags and blasted out the national anthem in Rawa. Its capture marks the end of the Islamic State's era of territorial rule over the so-called caliphate that it proclaimed in 2014 across vast swaths of Iraq and Syria. Friday, North Korea said it would not hold talks with the United States and South Korea about its nuclear weapons program as long as the two countries continue to hold joint military exercises. On November 11th, the U.S. and South Korea began 4 days of joint naval drills in waters off South Korea's eastern coast in what the South Korean military described as a clear warning to North Korea. U.S. and Japanese naval forces, meanwhile, began their annual bilateral military training exercises Thursday in the waters surrounding Okinawa. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.